Hello and welcome to the second episode of Beused Library Podcasting on Session Strategies. I am Hofane Majani, your host on this episode. In this episode, we continue discussing other search strategies that we have not deliberated in the first episode of developing a search strategy. Strategy number 5, use of Boolean operators and or and not. When you use more than one keyword or phrase, the search engine needs to know how to connect them in sets. And you can do that by using Boolean operators and, or, and not. Note that the Boolean operators are always in capital letters. Boolean operator AND. The most common Boolean operator is AND. Using the operator AND tells the database to search for items that contain all of the search terms. For instance, the results for a search of geology and engineering would contain both the terms geology and engineering. Boolean operators OR. Using OR will tell the database to search either of the search terms typed in. It is particularly helpful for searching synonyms or related terms. For instance, the search geology or engineering would find items that contain either of the two terms. The logic OR will broaden your search results because it finds information with either term than when you use AND. Boolean operators NOT. The Boolean operator NOT is used when you need to exclude a search term from consideration. For instance, imagine that you did a search for engineering, but the term geology kept emerging in the search results. Only use the NOT operator if you are certain you will not lose relevant information by excluding terms from your search. To sum up the Boolean operator's strategy, AND narrows a search by telling the database that all the search terms used must be contained in the same information source. OR broadens a search by asking the database to pull up any information source containing search terms together. This particularly helps when you are searching for synonyms such as death penalty or capital punishment. NOT narrows your search by telling the database to eliminate all terms that follow your search term from your search results. This can be useful when you are interested in a specific aspect of a topic, letting you weed out the issues that you are not planning to write about. Use NOT with caution, as good items can be eliminated from the results retrieved. Strategy number 6, we have what we call subject searching. Searching a database by using subject terms is an effective way to focus your search. Each database uses a set of subject terms that are specific to that database to organize the articles in the database. Articles will be assigned to different subjects or categories so that searching the database by the name of the subject will direct you to every article about that subject. You are limited to using only subject terms that are used in the database. To access a searchable list of subject terms used in Academic Search Premier of EBSCOhost, click on the subject terms link at the top toolbar. This will open a new window where you can search for your desired subject term. Another strategy that we have is using thesaurus or controlled vocabulary searching. A controlled vocabulary thesaurus is a set of predefined terms assigned to describe the content of an article. A controlled vocabulary search will map the free text word or phrase to the controlled vocabulary heading or term. Using predefined heading or terms will enable you to conduct a more precise search based on the structured language of the database. The last strategy that we have is apply limits. To assist you in narrowing your search results, the database provides the following limits. The first limit is full text. Full text provides access to some or all of the article's content. And the second limit is scholarly journals, which will find only articles that have gone through a review process by experts in the discipline. And another limit is publication, which helps you to search within a specific journal or magazine title. And the last one is published date, which helps you to search within specific time periods. At the end, evaluate your results and refine your search if you are not satisfied with your search results. Try the same search in a different database. Thank you for listening to our podcast on searching strategies. Look out for more Bused Library podcasts. Send us an email for comments at asklibrarian@bused.ac.bw.